This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
You wouldn't dream of buying a new laptop without comparing prices, and you wouldn't get competing bids from several contractors. Of course, you would before a kitchen remodel. The government today is coming out with new data about what hospitals charge in various places for medical procedures. What's striking is how much prices vary, even in the same region. Sabri Benashour reports.
Let's say you needed a pacemaker, and you went to the Thousand Peninsula Regional Medical Center in Salisbury, Maryland. You'd be asked to pay $14,000. Now, if you went to Phoenixville Hospital in Philadelphia, you'd be asked to pay $211,000. Hospitals do this, according to Gerard Anderson?
Because they can.
Anderson directs the Johns Hopkins Center for Hospital Finance and Management.
Nobody's been looking at their charges over the last 30 years.
Just because one hospital charges 10 times what another does doesn't mean that people actually pay it. Peter Ubel is a professor at Duke University.
The vast majority of people come in with some kind of coverage, maybe to a private insurer, and that insurer has negotiated a very different rate than that.
Two problems with that, he says. One, if you don't have insurance, the size of your bill might depend on what hospital you happen to be nearest when you had your heart attack. Second, the fact that every insurer negotiates a different deal means consumers are left in the dark. Ativ Mehrotra is a physician at the University of Pittsburgh.
The charges make it extremely difficult to shop for care because the number that's being provided for the patient doesn't make any sense.
Plus, if you're in an ambulance, you probably can't do much shopping around. In New York, I'm Sabri Benashour for Marketplace.